Now, you're talking about Mercury there. Now we're going to go on to Mars. NASA's Phoenix lander, which landed on Mars about a month ago, has started giving us our best view of the Martian soil yet. The lander is sitting on a plain near Mars's northern ice cap and has been digging the soil and measuring its properties. After some problems in getting some soil inside its analysis machine, as it was too clumpy, the thermal and evolved gas analyzer run by William Boynton, who was on the show a few weeks ago, heated some soil up to 1,000 degrees centigrade and measured and analyzed the gases coming off. They're still working on that analysis, but apparently the soil has definitely interacted with water in the past. And the Microscopy Electrochemistry and Conductivity Analyzer, or MECA, has been given a microscopic view of the soil and mixing it with water to try and understand the chemistry of the soil when it's wet, what's dissolved in it, and things like that. This is the first wet chemistry experiment done on any other planet than Earth, and the results show that the soils are very like some Antarctic dry valley soils very high up in the mountains in Antarctica without any snow on them. They've found some useful nutrients like magnesium, sodium, potassium and chloride. They're still analysing the data looking for others, and the pH is between 8 and 9, making it quite alkaline, but about right for growing cabbages.
Well, those would be some cabbages with some extreme food miles, probably not the best ones if you're trying to go green.
Indeed.
Stripping down science.
Okay, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.